that evangelism, from Kaduna, Pastor Ademola Adeloye. Hallelujah. Lift up our hands and just appreciate Him that God will serve His good, that God will serve His kind. There is no God like Him. He's the Almighty God, He's the Rose of Sharon. He raises the poor from the dunghill and makes them to sit among the princes, and He reserves the seat of glory for them. Come on, lift up your hands and just wave it to God. Let's appreciate Him. For January, He was there for us. For February, He was our God. He didn't allow much to match us away. April, He stood by us. May He was there for us. God needs more to surprise us in this house. God needs more to June, you were there. July came, and we saw the end of July. Today is the second day in the eighth month of the year. Love and exalt you. Somebody open your mouth and just bless His name. Open your mouth and bless Him, bless Him, bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. Thank you, Father. All of you. Your mind is full of us. If not for you, where will I be today? If not for you, what will have been our story today? If not for you, what would have been our place today? Except the Lord builds, the labor He made that builds. Father, we say thank you. Mighty One of Israel, we say thank you. Rose of Sharon, we say thank you. And in Topati Monuru, I'm a better. Only I say, I will, I know, I will say, 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 I said, Kawasi, El Kawaye, El Solamogo, El Solamogo, Ogo, Nisori Kore. Emi wa ipa ọpẹ ọba. Ní gbogbo ẹni bá ń dúpẹ́ Kọ́ṣíàm, emi wa ipa ọpẹ ọba. Ọlọ́run ọ̀run ẹgbà ọpẹ ọba. A ti wá ayé wa lówùúrọ̀ yìí, bàbá Májà lọ́lé lọ́wọ́ kù. Oṣù tuntun náà ẹgbà sí fún wa. Fún gbogbo ẹni tí ń ṣe àmútó ohun tí ń ṣe tí wọn olúwa iṣẹ́ láti lé. Thank you, Father. May the little time that we have to spend in your presence this morning, Father, we are so glad that you will impact us. That it shall not just be a meeting, but it shall be a meeting with Jesus. That Lord, tonight, today, you will touch upon us a mark to prove that indeed, the 8 months you will appear for us. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. So we are praying in Jesus' name. Somebody with the loudest thing I say shall be wearing. If you are saying amen, let it be louder than that of the Lord shall be well with you. Tomorrow shall be the first working day of this month. I speak prophetically into your life. This month, whatever you touch will prosper beyond expectation. I don't know who you are, but God asked me to tell you, he said, I will reconstruct the bridge. Thank you, Father. Let's one more time lift up our hands and shout hallelujah. We will please take your seat. And good morning to us in Jesus' name. I want to sincerely say thank you to Daddy for this great privilege. I'm standing here this morning because I disobeyed my wife. Honestly speaking, I just wanted to come because I said to myself, all throughout the month of August, I will not preach. That I need to really take time to rest. And I told my wife that I'll be coming. And she said to me, since you have said, you will not preach this month. Why don't you go and make this? And this morning I just searched. I could not find the notice that I really wanted to wear. So I just okay. And I know if I had come and make it, I would not have been standing here. I say thank you to Daddy and to Mommy for the platform they offered Destiny Revolution. We can't thank God enough. We can't thank them enough. Because as at the beginning of this year, it was as if that meeting will not hold again in Lagos. But through them, God fulfilled his word. We're grateful, sir. Mommy, we're grateful. The Lord will keep you for us. As you have received the vision will not die in your hands. If you are saying amen, can you say louder? Whatever vision that is in your hands, 17 of you saying amen, it will not die. And to all the ministers in the house, I say good morning to us. In Jesus' name. Thank God for our lives. Thank God for supporting Daddy. The Lord will also support us. Amen. We will not lose our reward. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And to the choir, the best choir, the Lord bless you. Amen. The Lord bless you. Amen. Your commitment will never be in vain. Because of your commitment, you will never commit crime. God will keep you. So every one of us that were part of the last meeting, God will honor us. Yeah. you will reward us.
Amen.
Don't forget, from 11 to 31st of January 2016, shining beyond limitation in trouble fear. Let me say to your neighbor, shining beyond limitation. And as I begin to ponder upon that thing, God said to me, he said he will use 2016 to raise stars.
Yeah.
If you are one of those stars, can I hear you pray well?
Yeah.
If my star will shine better than your star, let me hear you pray well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. How important you see the word of God. It's a major determinant of what you experience from the world. Please pay attention. How important you see the word of God is a major determinant of what you experience from the world. And if you can't see, you can't have it. If you can't see it the way God sees it, you can't have it the way God wants you to have it. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9. Elisha asks him a very deep question. So Elijah asked him, he said, what do you want me to do for you? I said, give me the double portion of your spirit. And he said to me, if you can see me, it will be yours. So ability to see the word of God, I'm not saying you are blind, but to see the way God says it makes you a partaker of the promise. Genesis chapter 48 verse 22. For somebody saying amen, this month of August a portion shall be given to you. I'm looking for 17 people with the loudest amen to receive that portion. I come here to receive that your portion. Jacob said in verse 21, Jacob told Joseph, I'm about to die. Now he had a blessing. And in verse 22, he said, moreover, a portion. I said, moreover, I am giving to thee one portion. Somebody say one portion. How? About thy brethren. Rejoice this month, because if God is God, wherever you appear, a portion above your equal shall be given to you. If you are saying amen, can you say louder? Now, how important is this portion to Joseph? Please kindly understand that this portion is a portion of restoration. Because earlier in life, Joseph was a man with coat of many colors. They removed the clothes, sent him into the pit, from the pit into slavery, from slavery into the prison. So as he came out, he needed the fatherly blessing again. And the father said to him, though your brethren have been blessed, but for you a portion higher than your brethren. I speak this morning prophetically. In this month of August, if you can see a portion higher than your equal, shall be your portion. 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 If you are saying no letter, you say louder. Pay attention to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. The wisest man on earth said, I have seen under the sun that what? The race is not to the sun, nor the battle to the sun, neither yet bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance appeared to them. Listen to me. The oldest may not be the best. The strongest among us here may not even be the best. And the question is this. What brings a man out of his equal to shoot higher? Joseph had failed, had missed it in life, and at the point of restoration, the father said to him, a portion above your equal. Now please take note that this kingdom we have found ourselves is a mysterious kingdom. And until you understand the mystery of the kingdom, you can never get your portion. John chapter 14 verse 14 says, if a man die, can he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Everybody wants to change in life. Everybody needs to change in life, but it is not everybody that will change in life. It's not a curse. Why? Because change is a mystery. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 61. Apostle Paul said there, he said, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Once you have the mystery, the change comes. Once you have the mystery, the change comes. Once you have the mystery, the change comes. 17 of you saying amen. The mystery for your next level, receive now. If you are saying amen, can I hear you louder? 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 Let your amen flow the rest of your name. It is good to carry grace, but you must also understand the mystery of laboring in the place of grace. He knows that God has bestowed grace upon your life. It is good. But you, man, must understand the place of laboring. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 and 10, he said he was the least of the apostles because he persecuted them. In verse 10, he said, thanks be to God for the grace that was bestowed upon me. Was not in vain. But in verse 10, he said, Paul, I labor. I do what? So this secret of his life is in his labor. Why am I taking us too far this morning? That sure word that God gave me for others is that among my equals, a portion will be given to me. And when it dawned on me that that we have to speak, I looked at the same word again. How important is this word to you? Amos chapter 3, verse 7. He said, God will not do anything except it will take for revealing to his servant. So, that passion from Genesis chapter 48, verse 22, is a revelation of what God intends to do. He has a good plan of it. Once he has spoken, twice we have heard that power belongs to him. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 and 11, he said, as rain comes down, and water will have, and never return back. He said, so shall my word be. It will not return back unto me void until it has accomplished the purpose of sending it. Now look at Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. He said, it's not a man that he should lie, neither is a son of man that he should repent. He said, have you said it that he will not be? He said, have you spoken it that he will not make it good? So you can see, before the 8th day of this month, receive your portion. My life is still a surprise to me. I can't think of what I see the Lord do. I can't explain what the Lord is doing. Somebody saw me yesterday night and he says, would you be able to minister? Sorry for my voice. He said, will you be able to minister in our church in September? I said, sorry, I won't be around. He said, what about October? I said, sorry, I won't be around. He said, what about November? He said, sorry, I won't be around. So he asked me, where are you always going? So I said, in September, I'll be in Greece and UK. In October, I'll be in US. In November, I'll be in South Africa. And as I walked away, I realized that of a truth, I can't speak of anything that brought me from the muddy clay to where I found myself to be, other than the word of God. I can't explain how it happened. Thank God. Some of us will be visiting my village during my mom's burial. You will be able to see where I came out from. And you will be able to tell yourself the truth that there is no relationship between this man that we know and where he came out from. No relationship other than the word of God. Listen to me, as I close, this is August, except I didn't hear him, except I came to deceive you. I'm not talking about what your flesh can produce. I'm talking about what his word can do. He said, I should say to you, this month, a portion of resurrection shall be given to you.
shall not be left to shepherd and thee. He described himself. He said, I open the door that no man can shut. I shut the door that no man can hold on. Then I'm there for the Omega. And in verse 8, he said, I know thy strength. He said, thy strength is small, but you have kept my word. So I'm not talking about what your strength can do. I'm not talking about how it will happen. But God asked me to tell you, this month, a portion of restoration shall be yours. 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 In your office, they will give you. In your family, they will give you. Among your brethren, they will give you. In your father's house, they will give you. 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 Somebody shout a portion. Can you say that to your rhythm? Can you shout it loud? Can you shout it loud?
Can you say louder? Can you shout louder?
your place under your wall. That means your bondage is here on this moment. In person and power, our brethren shall be given to us. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Receive that portion of thanksgiving. And we decree that it shall be permanent. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And we are praying in Jesus' name. Can you help me announce yourself and tell them a person above me shall be in you.
A person above thy brethren shall be given unto thee. Shall be given unto you. Shall be given unto you. Shall be given unto you. Shall be given unto me. In the